From Tidbits on June 11th, 2012, this is Extra Bits by Tidbit Staff. The main happening this week was Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference, and although Apple's webcast isn't yet available, you can listen in on our color commentary during the presentation. Also, in an extremely troubling move, Apple refused to allow Rogue Amoeba's Airfoil Speakers Touch into the App Store until Rogue Amoeba removed a perfectly legitimate feature. Boo! Watch Tidbit Staff commentary on the WWDC 2012 keynote. As is our wont, we gathered virtually to chat about the various announcements being made during the Worldwide Developer Conference 2012 keynote. What was new was that we were using the Google Plus Hangouts on air, so we could all see and hear each other, and some of the audio from the keynote. We were live at the time for anyone to watch, and Google Plus Hangouts on air are automatically recorded. So if you want to see and hear our unedited reactions in real time, check it out on YouTube. We are far from expert at this sort of thing, and we're still learning the tools and techniques, but we'd love to know what you think. Airfoil Speakers Touch, back in App Store without AirPlay support. Rogue Amoeba has released a downgrade to Airfoil Speakers Touch, the app that enabled an iOS device to act as an AirPlay receiver. The downgrade was necessary because Apple pulled the app a few weeks ago, and the only way Rogue Amoeba could get it back in the App Store was by removing the AirPlay capabilities. Airfoil Speakers Touch can still receive audio from a Mac or a PC, and from an iOS device or iTunes through one of the above, but it can no longer appear as an AirPlay destination for iOS or iTunes directly. In this blog post, it becomes clear that Apple chose to restrict the app purely for unspecified and capricious reasons rather than any rule infractions. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.